This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.TV. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras, Royals Edition. Spring training is in full swing in Surprise, Arizona for the Royals. They'll open up their Cactus League schedule on Saturday at home against the Dodgers. This week, the Cactus League held its annual media day in Phoenix. Royals manager Ned Yost and senior vice president of baseball operations and general manager Dayton Moore were on hand. Yost has embraced the Royals' rebuild, including a group of young pitchers at training camp.
Be able to command pitches. And, at times, that's a bit of a learning process. And there's nothing we can really do but continue to stay focused on your mechanics and help you refine your mechanics. So, as a pitching coach, I think they're continually doing that. But, it's amazing to me because we've got a group of young pitchers in camp this spring. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all as advanced in terms of throwing strikes. When I looked at our roster going into spring training, I looked at all the young guys and the Rule 5 guys. I thought, man, there's going to be balls flying all over the place. And I've been totally amazed at their ability to command the baseball on the side and in our live BPs to this point. So it's going to be amazing to see. You're always staying focused on developing, especially when you got younger players like Cuthbert and Soler. Some of these guys, Raul Mondesi, Jorge Bonifacio. What you do is you provide opportunity for them to go out and make mistakes. And then hopefully they learn from the mistakes and they continue to get better and better and better.
I can look at a spreadsheet and I can say that the average age now is as low as it's been since 1989.
I'm sure, yeah.
But is there some an apples and oranges comparison there as far as where the average rookie is?
I don't know. It's different because when I played, by the time you got to the big leagues, you better know how to play.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you had to be fundamentally sound. You knew how to understand what it took to win, and you had to produce. All right. There was no developing when I got there, and if it was developing, it was players that would help you. It wasn't really a coaching staff that helped me develop. It was my teammates that would help me in certain areas get better. Now, because they are so much younger, it's a developmental mindset in the major leagues like it is in the minor leagues. We're bringing up guys knowing that, hey, would they have been brought up 25 years ago? No. They weren't ready to play to the state that we were 25 years ago. So you got to continue to develop them. You got to continue to give them experience, give them opportunity so that they can grow. It's different than it was, 25 years ago.
Has that even changed in your time as the Royals manager?
I don't think in my time here, because we had that mindset in Milwaukee. We had a young group of guys in Milwaukee that we knew that we were going to bring to the big leagues and have to continue to develop until they got to the point to where they could win a championship.
The Royals had high hopes of bringing Eric Hosmer back into the fold under a new contract. This week, Haas signed with the Padres, and it's time for the Royals to move on. The first step will be to make the most of comp picks they'll have in June from Hosmer and Lorenzo Cain, and also probably Mike Moustakas. Moore talked about that challenge.
Well, I mean, for a market like ours, it's crucial. And really every market. I mean, the draft is how you build, the depth in your organization. And we've pride ourselves on transitioning young players to the major leagues. But, I mean, and everybody tries to do it the same way. But the draft is perhaps the most important exercise that we're a part of throughout the calendar year. I mean, it's crucial. I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to add talent to your franchise, you got to take advantage of it. And so the more picks you have, the better opportunity you can do that with. And like I said, especially a market like ours. Well, we've got to get our farm system back to where it was in 2010, 2011. You know, we feel from a leadership standpoint and scouting and player development, we've never been in a better position. The continuity is very strong, so I feel comfortable that we'll be able to build our system. This draft, the multiple picks we have, certainly will help. I feel like that we'll always be able to draft or sign and develop players well because of the processes we have in place. But we always felt that we have to have, you know, 12 to 15 players on our 25-man roster that reflect homegrown talent. And so, you know, but we're a little thin right now. It's just the nature of where we were. I think we traded something like 16 or 17 players through our minor league system over the last 5 or 6 years, supporting the efforts of our core group in the major leagues. And, you know, we're proud the fact that, you know, since 2011, we produced more gold gloves than any team in baseball. And in 2013, we had more players represent our team in the All-Star game than any other team in the American League. But, you know, that era is over. We've got to move on. And so hopefully we'll use it as an opportunity and to springboard to continue to, you know, build and develop and get back to where we were. But it'll be a process. But we're ready for that, and we're going to embrace it and you know, move on. Well, Gordo's obviously a 5-time Gold Glove winner. He's a 3-time All-Star. He's a 2-time American League champion, a World Series champion. He's one of the pillars of our clubhouse. He's a player that our entire community embraces. We obviously asked him to change positions as a youngster, and he did it willingly to allow Mike Moustakas to play third base. And so it's that type of selflessness that we all respect and admire. And because of who he is and his leadership, we feel that he'll be able to come alongside of our young players and be a great example and hopefully rub off on them to make them better as well.
This has been MLB.com Extra's Royals Edition. I'm Tim McMaster. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next time.